Father, thank you that you're the God of miracles. We pray for your healing power in this house today. In Psalms 18 it says, Lord, I passionately love you and I'm bonded to you. For now you've become my power. You are as real to me as bedrock beneath my feet. Like a castle on a cliff, my forever firm fortress. My mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue where none can reach me. My secret strength and shield around me, you are salvation's ray of brightness shining on the hillside. Always the champion of my cause. Planted on him, church. He is our bedrock. We are firmly planted on him. We give ourselves to you this morning, Lord. We welcome your Holy Spirit in this house.
Thank you.
table for you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. There's a seat at the table for you. In Romans 8, it says, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty leading you back into fear of never being good enough or never having enough. There is a fear that is trying to penetrate the hearts and minds of this nation that they will not have enough. And God wants to bring in the spirit of adoption so that they recognize the Father. They recognize that they are not orphans. And He is more than enough. It says, you have received the spirit of full acceptance, which would also be the spirit of adoption, enfolding you into the family of God. And you will never feel orphaned. For as He rises up within us, our spirits will join with Him in saying the words of tender affection. Beloved Father, we cry out to you, beloved Father. Father, you come save this nation. Be the daddy that they need. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us. He whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child. Lord, I just pray for all of the people that have been affected by the storms around Alaska and the storms around the rest of the United States. We pray that your Holy Spirit would come and whisper to them. Open up their ears to hear and their eyes to see who you are in Jesus' name. And since we are His true children, we qualify to share all His treasures. Let's go, church. Let's share His treasures. For indeed we are heirs of God Himself. And since we are joined with Christ, we also inherit all that He is and all that He has, which is the cattle on a thousand hills, right? We will experience being co-glorified with Him, provided that we accept His suffering as our own. So, Lord, we thank you for the provision of your Son this morning. We thank you that you died for everyone in the state of Alaska, for everyone in America, and for the world, that you poured yourself out. We thank you that you set a table of provision for your people. And we bless that. In the state of Alaska, in Jesus' name, we bless that. This morning, you had an opportunity to give your tithes and offerings, but I want you to remember who's your provider, who's your Abba Father. And we decree and declare that we are walking in the spirit of adoption, fully accepted, fully provided for by our Abba Father. You can give online, or you can come down here and put stuff in the basket. There should be instructions.
You are the Lord. show she said, four is for the door. Into places.
Are we laying hold of it? when you receive Him. We have doors before us all the time. When you decide that you want to step out and be generous, we have a door before us. We step into that door by an action. When the Lord says, I want you to go minister to this person, there's a door. We step into it. So in this room, there's probably many things that the Lord, there's open doors right now before you. Many things that are on your heart right now that the Lord's been urging you to step into. It could be so many things. Pray for somebody that needs healing. Forgive somebody and extend love to somebody. It could be the Lord's calling you to go minister somewhere. He's calling you to give something. I mean, there's so many things. So when you hear that, there's a door. It's not the same for everybody in this room. It is different because we have a God that is incredibly diverse, and we are a people that are very diverse. But it's a response in our heart, just like when we received Jesus, where we said, I want that. Yes, let me step into that today. And if all of us would take a step back for a moment, we would recognize we've had many of those doors in our lives. Many that we've actually said yes to, and some that we were scared and we didn't. And we knew we missed a moment. So, as we're sitting here, ask the Lord, Lord, what is that door? Where do you want to take me deeper? Where am I going today in you? You know, Jesus is so massively huge and wants to move in such mighty ways in all of our lives. And we have the Holy Spirit to empower us to do every single thing that He's called us to do. But don't run. Don't be intimidated. Believe me, you will never regret saying yes to the Lord. You will regret saying no. There's so much available to us and so many people that need us to say yes, that need us to step in, need us to go to Africa, need us to go to the grocery store, need us to love our family, need us to show up when other people don't want to show up, need us to go feed people that are not getting fed. I mean, there's so many things the Lord wants to touch people, and it takes each one of us saying yes to that door that's open before us.
Into the Word. Because sometimes it's easier to understand when you can see. I need to see something sometimes and be able to wrap my mind around it. So, John chapter 9. You can turn there, you can just let me tell you the story, or you can do both. Jesus is in this place called the Pool of Siloam. And a man is there who has been blind his whole life. Jesus' disciples ask him, why is this man blind? Is it his parents' sin or his sin that caused him to be blind? And Jesus said, neither.
has the man brought over to him. We know this is the Sabbath. But he has the man brought over to him. And it says Jesus took some clay from the ground and he spit in the clay. Which, if you're like me, I'm like, why? It kind of like when we hear, there's a door, there's keys. Okay? But why? Why does it have to be a door? Why can't it be a window? I'm only playing a little bit, but sometimes we try to figure out the why, and we hold back a little bit from the just stepping into something. Let me take this a little bit further. Actually, I want you to think about this. In Genesis chapter 2, man was made with clay. So maybe, I know it's dust, but it was from the dirt of the ground, and maybe there was a washing of spirit water taking place in this dirt that created something. I don't know. Maybe there was DNA in the spit of Jesus that completely changed the DNA of the man. Who cares? All of those are possibilities. But that's not the point. Jesus spit in this clay. He put it on the man's eyes. And then he told him, go and wash in the pool. Why? What if the man says, I don't think so? That's weird. I don't like that. I don't want to go on. Why'd you rub mud on my face? I told you I can't see. Now you stuck dirt in my eyes. Like, do you understand? Like, this is me. This is how I think. I got to step through another door. I got to have more keys. I got to take another chance. I got to take another risk. I got to go wash in a pool. This man gets excommunicated later. Read the story. He goes through this process. He doesn't even tell anybody. There's neighbors that see him. They're like, wasn't that the guy that was born blind? What's going on? Right? Word begins to spread. He gets questioned. What happened to you? I don't know. A minute ago I was blind, now I see. Well, what did the man do to you? I don't know. You have dirt on my face. I couldn't see, now I can see. I don't know. What? What do you have to say about this man? I don't know. He's a prophet. Bite your tongue. I mean, they kicked him out. They ended up excommunicating, right? They brought his parents in. I know it's bigger than what I'm telling you. They brought his parents in. Is this really your son, or is this just somebody who looked like him? Was he really born blind? I mean, this is, again, this is me, and that religious part of me that starts going, why, how? And sometimes I just need to learn to go to the pool and go, I don't know, I just want to do whatever he tells me to do. I'm desperate enough in my life that I just want to walk. I'm desperate enough in my life that if I got to fake it, that I've got a key in my hand because I don't see it and I don't understand it. I'm going to shove it in the lock. I'm going to turn it and I'm going to step through a door. And I'm going to look like a fool doing it if I have to, but I'm going to step through a door. Like, what did the guy look like? Walking around with mud on his face going, I don't know, I still can't see, but I'm going to go do whatever I have to do to be able to see. Are we that desperate? Are we that hungry that we're willing to look foolish? What is the cry of our heart? Is the cry of our heart one that goes, nope? Because I'm telling you, if we go, nope, I think we miss something. I think we miss the ability to step in and wash the dirt off of our face and suddenly be able to have our eyes open where they weren't open before. I don't know about you, but that's something that I desire. This is something that I want, and I'm willing to go, I don't understand it. I don't even have to run around. I don't have to do anything. I don't even have to physically take a step. My heart needs to take a step. My heart needs to go past that threshold. My heart needs to embrace. Lord, I don't know what this looks like. And if you tell me to step, I'll step. But otherwise, I am stepping right now into whatever doorway. I'm using whatever key. I'm taking whatever authority. I'm doing whatever you're asking me to do. In my heart, I'm doing that right now. He meets that right where you are. Can I tell you this? If you take a half a centimeter of a step toward him, he runs the rest of the way to meet you. Tells you specifically to stand up and take a step forward, then take a step forward. If he doesn't, just engage your heart in what he's doing. Just say, just literally posture yourself and go, Lord, I don't know. I don't understand all this. I don't know why you would spit in the dirt and rub it in my eyes. But Lord, I take a hold of the keys. I can't see them. I can't feel them. But I take them and I'll open whatever door you want me to open. If somebody asks me why, I'm going to say, I don't know. A minute ago, I was blind, and now I see. A minute ago, I was different, but now I'm this way. A minute ago, I wasn't over here, but now I'm over here. You understand? Like, the guy didn't have to know everything. The guy didn't have to be able to explain it all. He didn't have to be able to go, well, this happened and that happened, and Jesus this, and he's the Son of God. I don't know. A man came over to me and said, rub, go wash. I did. I can see. I don't like you. Okay. I need you to leave. You're not like me. Get away from me. Oh, okay. I can see. So stand up with me so we can all see. I'm just going to make a declaration over you, over myself, and again, whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. You want to throw it away, throw it away. You want to step. You want to just engage your heart. But everybody, posture your heart for what he's doing. So Lord, I thank you. That Lord, whether we see it or not, even as we sang a little while ago, even when I can't feel it, I know that you're working. Even when I can't see it, I know that you're working. Even if I can't see the keys, I know they're there. Even if I can't physically see a door open in front of me, I know there's a threshold I've got to step over. Even if I can't push the door open, I know it's going to be open the minute I step through. So I engage my heart now in the name of Jesus to step over the threshold and into a whole new way of seeing things, into a whole new life, into an entire new DNA going on inside of me.
wanted to give you a couple reminders. Next week, coming fast, we're into November, folks. So next Sunday, we get to celebrate together. We have so much to be thankful for, don't we? So there's sign-up sheets in the foyer for your different food items, areas that you can serve. I do need four more people willing to roast, smoke, deep fry, whatever, a turkey, and do some ham. So if you're willing to help with the meat, the church provides them. You just need to add your flavor to it. So contact me if you can help with a turkey and ham. And, let's have a great time next week following the service. We'll just move from here into the gym and celebrate together. Another thing happening in November is a community thing we're able to serve in. And we are the Corn Church for all of the Thanksgiving baskets that they give to the needy. And this is all in our local area. And then anything above and beyond that we provide that is too much for the baskets, which is amazing, it goes to our local food bank right here in Eagle River, and there's great need. So be generous, and let's start getting that corn tower higher out there. Mariah?
Okay, this is just a quick announcement for the other family. Last Sunday they shared about the celebration they're having today. So, let's see here. I had to take notes because I don't do this. They wanted to let everybody know they're not here today, so the celebration is still happening. It's going to be at 4:30, and finger foods are welcome. If you need your address, just come find me. Thank you.
I just want to say I've tried the disc golf thing in my backyard with my boys. There's a couple of handsome ones on the video in there. And it's harder than it looks, guys. I don't think I hit the basket very many times, eh? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and transition, kids, 3 to 12. Go ahead and head to your classrooms, and we bless you in everything you're going to learn today in Jesus' name. So go ahead and take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back together.